Gem. I'm Jim Matthews in the newsroom. Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Noontime Information Hour. Right now we have cloudy skies, 79 degrees in downtown Port Huron. Could see a couple of showers, maybe a couple of thunderstorms for the afternoon. We'll take a full look at the forecast for you coming up in just a few minutes. Time now for the latest from the newsroom. And the entertainment lineup for this year's Blue Water Fest has been announced. That's along with the details surrounding this year's Port Huron to Mackinac sailboat race. Our Bill Gilmer has more from the Bayview Yacht Club down in Detroit.
38 Special, Ashton Shepherd, a country group, and some bands that are going to remind us of the past. Echoes of Floyd, Beatlemania Live among the headliners for the Blue Water Fest that begins July 21st. Was announced this morning at a function of the Bayview Yacht Club as they prepare for the 87th running of the Mackinac Yacht Race. This is now the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race. That, of course, the lead sponsor, Bell's Brewery. Some 220 sailboats expected, any size from 27 feet to 86, will be registered to participate in the sailing that begins in Port Huron. Those stage acts will be on three stages, formerly known as Boat Week, now Blue Water Fest. The fest promises some top-notch, supercharged mix of musical talent. Among those performing at the festival, rock favorite 38 Special, and of course, Ashton Shepherd, big group from the country lineup. Bill Gilmer reporting from the Bayview Yacht Club, Detroit.
Well, it was a packed house last night at Port Huron High School's Performing Arts Center. That was for the Port Huron Area School District Board of Education meeting. And that began with a public hearing on the budget for this year and the next fiscal year, and that'll start on July 1st. We spoke with Board President Jeff Stout.
Yeah, we're ending about the same, and again, a lot of the variation has depended on one-time money sources, the ARRA money, that's federal money, the EduJobs money. That's on the revenue side. We've had some decreases in expenditures and revenues because we've lost enrollment and we continue to decline in enrollment. So, like I said, there's a constant adjustment to the budget process. In the past, and I've been here 11 years, we've done this quarterly and even talked about it every couple months. I can tell you literally we talk about this daily.
The board last night adopted the preliminary budget on a 5-1 vote. They'll start the next fiscal year with a general fund just over $10 million, and that's roughly about $1.5 million less than last year. Several employees of the district spoke last night about the possibility of the board voting to authorize the negotiating teams to terminate contract extensions with labor unions. Stout asked the board not to move on the item yet. That next meeting for the board will be at the McKinley High School, or the McKinley Building. That'll come on July 11th. Well, trial proceedings continuing this week in St. Clair County Circuit Court. That's for Jonathan Kurtz of Avoca. He's one of the suspects in the stabbing incident in Yale last year. The attack left one man dead and his wife with multiple stab wounds. Also charged in the case are James Preston and Tia Skinner, who's the daughter of the victims. Their trials are set for later on this summer. 47-year-old Paul Skinner was killed in the attack in his home on November 12th. His wife, who's a teacher in the Yale School District, was seriously injured, with both of them stabbed multiple times. St. Clair County Prosecutor Michael Wendling says the attack was planned after Tia was told by her parents not to associate with Kurtz socially. The trial for Kurtz began last week with several witnesses called to the stand to testify. If convicted, Kurtz could be facing up to life in prison. Drivers paying less this week to fill her up, as our N.J. Mullins reports.
AAA Michigan reports that the prices dropped at the pumps this week, with motorists paying 16 cents less per gallon for regular unleaded. This marks the second weekly drop this month. Gas has fallen 34 cents over the last 2 weeks, with the state average now at $3.72. Local pumps in the Blue Water area Monday were asking about $3.78 per gallon, which is still about 92 cents more per gallon than this time last year. The Auto Club says the recent drop in price can be attributed to a strengthening U.S. dollar, which has helped drag the price of crude oil down. I'm N.J. Mullins, Blue Water News Network.
Well, the Marysville Lions Club is pulling out all of the stops for this year's annual Marysville Days Festival. The event features carnival games, lots of thrilling rides in the midway, and even a fireworks display on Friday. Our Paul Miller spoke with the city's assistant manager, Randy Fernandez.
Lucy DeLine and her crew, Bill Beers, Tina Stocker, and many others who volunteer. They're the ones that put this on every year. Marysville has fireworks again this year, which start at dusk on Friday, June 24th. And then again, also on Friday and Saturday, they've got the refreshment tent, as we'll call it.
Sure.
And that does quite well. The voodoo doctors are in on Friday and Saturday.
And the event also features other live music. Various demonstrations will also be going on all through the run of the festival that ends on Sunday at Marysville Park. Ribbon-cutting ceremony is set for tomorrow. And some of the other area happenings this week include the St. Clair Art Fair at the Riverview Plaza, the Michigan Thumb Festival up in Sandusky, and the Classic Car Show in Lexington. For a complete list of events in the local area, go online to bluewater.org. WPHM News Time now is 12:12, and another Michigan soldier has been killed in Afghanistan. The Department of Defense announced that Private First Class Brian Backus of Saginaw Township died on June 18th. That was in the Kandahar province of wounds suffered when insurgents attacked his unit with small arms fire. The 21-year-old Backus was a combat medic assigned to the 2nd Battalion, 87th Infantry Regiment out of Fort Drum, New York. He was a 2008 graduate of Harbor Beach High School in Huron County. A couple of hunters are lucky today after being lost but later found in the Minden State Game Area. 55-year-old from Warren and a 77-year-old from Roseville were hiking in the area yesterday afternoon looking for future hunting spots when they became disoriented. Cell phone call to 911 brought out the aid of state police and the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Gary Benecki says it was a passenger in a small plane that first spotted the duo a couple of hours after the troubles began. A ground team finally got to them about 5:30 in the afternoon yesterday in thick and rugged swamp terrain. Police say that a coordinated effort by all of the agencies involved contributed to the successful location and the recovery of the missing hunters. They were treated at the scene but showed no significant injuries. The American Red Cross is urging donors to give blood during a critical time, as our Annie Spears reports.
The organization says the supply of type O negative blood has dropped to critically low levels. Type O negative blood is always high in demand because it can be transfused to patients with any blood type, especially in emergency situations. The Red Cross says you can help make a difference as type O negative donors are needed to help prevent the fragile type O negative blood supply from reaching a crisis level. The agency says while all blood types are needed during the critical summer months, they're urging eligible donors with O negative blood to make and keep appointments to give blood this summer. The Red Cross of Southeastern Michigan provides blood to 43 hospitals and must have 900 people give blood each weekday to meet hospital demand. I'm Annie Spears, Blue Water News Network.
Well, how often are special weapons and tactics teams, also known as SWAT teams, called into action in Michigan each year? Well, a state lawmaker wants to know. In fact, State House Republican Tom McMillan will be introducing legislation this week that would require police agencies to issue annual reports on how often SWAT teams are put into action. McMillan tells the Gangwer News Service that he's not accusing local police of anything, but does say there needs to be greater transparency on government operations, and SWAT teams are part of that effort. A new report from a business organization in Michigan says that while Michigan has made some progress in improving the economy, the state is still a long way from prosperity. The annual Economic Competitiveness Benchmarking Report was released in Lansing by the Business Leaders for Michigan Group. Business Leader CEO Doug Rothwell says the growth that has occurred in Michigan remains shallow. Michigan's long-term trend continues to lag behind the national average. He does say the report does not take into consideration the recent business tax cuts in Michigan. He says they're calling for more public policy changes, including less regulation on business, but also proper state funding for the state's deteriorating infrastructure. And a state house committee today will be taking up the controversial issue of partial birth abortion. Under the proposal, partial birth abortion, also called late term abortion, would be illegal, and anyone involved with the procedure could be going to prison for up to 2 years and be fined up to $50,000. There would be exceptions only in cases where the mother's life is threatened. That legislation now before the House Families and Children's Committee in Lansing. And Governor Rick Snyder has unveiled a new plan for the ailing Detroit public school system that includes both traditional public schools and a new authority to run poor performing schools. Tim Skubik reports.
Governor Rick Snyder wants to create an authority to eventually run all of the poorest school districts in the state of Michigan. It'll start out as a pilot program in Detroit and then expand from there.
If you look at the Detroit public schools today, only about 55% of the dollars show up in the classroom. We need to strive for a system where we get 95% of the dollars in the classroom.
A special steering committee and not the local school board will be running these poorer schools. Reporting from Lansing, I'm Tim Skubik, Michigan Radio Network.
Right now, it's cloudy and 73 in downtown Port Huron. We could see a couple of showers, maybe a couple of thunderstorms this afternoon. We'll take a full look at the forecast when we come back. WPHM News Time now is 12:17.
In the Blue Water area, you know how lucky we are to experience the distinct beauty of the seasons. We all have our own way of enjoying those seasons, which can bring with them distinct healthcare challenges and questions. Whether you need advice about a rash after a hike in the woods or about a strained back after shoveling snow, Port Huron Hospital's Health Access nurses are here for you. Since 1987, Port Huron Hospital's Health Access has been the area's only local health information line. By talking with our registered nurses, you can receive health information, find a physician, and perhaps get some needed reassurance 7 days a week. Remember, Port Huron Hospital's Health Access is here for you in any season, with answers to your questions during our area's glorious summer days and our quiet winter nights. Call Health Access at 1-800-228-1484, or you can now conveniently email us at healthaccess@porthuronhospital.org. Port Huron Hospital, your health, your hospital.
Local traffic is brought to you by Moran Chevrolet at 24th and Keewatin and Fort Gratiot. They're now offering their pothole special, oil change, tire rotation, and front end alignment for only $99.95. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best service, period. No major accidents out on the highways. We do have the usual construction going on along 94 from Lapeer to Pine Grove, the Blue Water Bridge. The eastbound Water Street entrance ramp to 94 remains closed. Also work down in Marysville. Gratiot's blocked in both directions from Ravenswood to Boucher Highway. Keep in mind some local streets here in the downtown area are closed.